Hey, Omar. Is that Omar joining? Hello? Omar. He might. Welcome to Random. Man, it's been a while since we uploaded on our podcast, man. Honestly, it's just been, we have not been able to find the time that works with our schedules. But we finally have now, and we are now good. And we're going to be giving you guys more episodes, especially because spring break is just right around the corner, so that's gonna be lit. Yeah, so what we're gonna be talking about this episode is, I know this is kind of old, but like the Chase Temple fight was insane. And then we'll be talking about, Adam, what'd you say you wanted to talk about?
NBA.
NBA and
how the, in my opinion, the dunk contest was terrible.
Yeah, and also we could also talk about the most recent trade that happened, because those were kind of insane. I honestly never expected the Nets to trade Harden, but honestly, the 76ers kind of lost in that.
No, I think.
What were you saying?
You're right. The Nets won that trade. For sure, because, you know, they traded Ben Simmons, who's, oh, hey, you got to give him credit, but he's not the best shooter, but he qualifies every single year for Defensive Player of the Year, and him and Joel Embiid, and I think Seth was also on the Sixers. Them three were like, you know how the Nets heart, it was Harden, Kyrie, and what's his name? KD. It was Philadelphia's own dream team.
Yeah, honestly, man, like, I think we're going to just start off with the NBA trades and all that, and the dunk contest and all that, because we already started on this topic. So, like, honestly, man, that was insane. Like, especially Harden was not doing that good when they were trading. So, he's not even in his prime right now. He's still not doing as good as he can. I personally missed the old dunk, he has an insane skill, don't get me wrong, he's insane at this game. Like, I just sometimes think about it and find it shocking how he can shoot but also dunk extremely good. Like, he's a 2-in-1, and like, if the Nets were to trade Harden when he was in his prime, they would have lost. But actually, they won now because Steph Curry's kind of fiery. He's firing up, you know? He's heating up. So, yeah, and then now let's get to the dunk contest. Unless Adam has anything to add.
Going off on a different topic of the NBA, the Lakers right now, they are terrible. They're at the end. Yeah. I think they're eighth in the playoff seed on the Western Conference, and everybody says that it's Westbrook, but like,
Westbrook, not Westbrook, bro. And like, did you see their last game? It was 24 or 30 something to 4.
And
Lakers had 4. Lakers had 4, and then the other team had, like, 24, 25.
The Falcons. And it was yesterday, I think. Who saw LeBron just flip out, throw the basketball at someone? I think that he got teched.
I mean, that should be a technical foul, even if he didn't get teched. That should be a technical foul. But, Omar, do you got anything to add to that? Omar?
He
just lost connection.
Yeah, he's having some difficulties. But, who do you think's an underrated team in the league right now?
Bulls?
I think for me, it's the Bulls and the Hornets.
Hornets are, they're good. They're actually having a good season.
You know, the Hornets, what they did like last week, how they stabbed LiAngelo Ball in the back and traded that other dude from their G League team.
I did not see that actually.
So, that and I can't wait till Lonzo Ball comes back. Because he's top five shooters in the
NBA. Lonzo or LaMelo?
Lonzo.
Really?
Yes. Everybody talks about LaMelo because he grew up with, like, stardom and all this, like, pressure on his back. But the real one people don't talk about is Lonzo. Lonzo, like, Lakers from, I think this is his second season with the Bulls. But he suffered an ankle injury and he's going to be back soon this month. So, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Because this will be the first time that, because Lonzo played with Zach LaVine, and isn't DeMar DeRozan a recent pick for the Bulls?
I think. But man, you know what I just remembered?
What?
I just remembered the All-Star game.
That was fun. That looked,
that was insane. Bro, the Cavs fans, they were all booing Stephen Curry when he walked in, when he was on the stage and he introduced, when they introduced Stephen Curry, they were all booing him. And then, like, he went off that game and broke the record for most three-pointers made in All-Star games.
I went nuts when I saw Michael Jordan because, like, he doesn't have social media. He's, like, not in the press too often. And, like, only, like, six.
He's in the stands a lot because he bought the Hornets. Like, he bought them. So.
But, like, he kind of, like, stays out of the media a lot. Unlike some retired basketball players who still are active. He is, like, the GOAT. I honestly, if I could make a dream team, just like six players from back then, like in 90s, early 2000s to now, for sure Michael Jordan would be on my first pick, then Scottie,
yeah.
Then Dennis Rodman, because I'm not sure if you guys see this on TikTok, but his, like, how he jumps into the stand to grab the ball instead of letting it go out is insane. He gets it every single time. He's putting his body at risk from the steel grates and the metal chairs. So then Larry Bird, for sure. Larry Bird has to be on the list. he's like,
yeah.
Everybody talks about Jason Tatum on the Celtics, but nah, the real OG is Larry Bird. And then from now, LeBron, Lonzo, and LaMelo.
Man, you're not even going to put Steph Curry on that list? I'm offended now.
No, because we already have the best shooter of all time from the 1992.
Do you guys hear me? I've been having internet connection issues.
Yes. Yeah, we hear you now.
Welcome back. Okay.
We just could hear us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We just been talking about the NBA right now. I think because we just crossed 10 minutes 50 seconds, we should start getting into the face temper fight. I definitely stayed up for that one. That was insane. I could not believe it. Face temper. He won every single round. Like, King did not even get one round. He was horrible that fight. Maybe, if you're generous, you could say he won one of those five rounds. But Face Temper won the rest. Face Temper was on King's ass the whole game. The whole entire fight, Face Temper was just hitting him with the right hook, left hook. He was hitting him with a couple body shots and the arm shots. King couldn't defend himself. Like, he couldn't do anything. Face Temper is a legend, man.
That, I did not watch that fight. Me and Omar, we didn't. But did you see the Deji Alex Wasabi fight?
No.
That, the police had to be involved.
Why? Explain.
So there was a fan jumped right into the ring, wanted to go at Alex Wasabi. Deji's, I don't quote me on this, quote Alex Wasabi on this. His Deji's strength and conditioning coach went up and put him over the ring, like, to get him out. And then Alex Wasabi's manager punched him straight in the face. And, like, that's a 7-foot drop. And he got hurt.
The fan or who?
The fan, yeah.
I mean, shit, you kind of deserve it if you're going to jump in a ring like that.
I don't get this with people. You go to enjoy the event, not, oh, I'm going to hop in the ring with The Rock and John Cena and get my ass kicked. Like,
for what? Real. That's funny. But yeah, honestly, like, people nowadays, they go to the fights now just to, like, get in the fights. But, like, the Face Temper fight was, like, I can't even explain it, bro. He won every single round. And get this. Only because it was in King's hometown. He was in London. That's why he was announced the winner. It was literally a rigged fight. But then on the FaZe Clan's YouTube channel, they made a documentary. And what's it called? Yeah, Temper said, like, champion or someone called him and or texted him and they told him that he is the winner and that King didn't even win one round. And after that, he was just so hype.
Omar, you got anything to add?
We can't hear you, man. Omar's been having extreme technical difficulties. As you guys can tell, obviously.
Oh, I have an announcement.
Yeah.
So, as a whole, we remember we spoke about this. We're changing the podcast logo.
Yep. So Adam actually took a big portion out of his day, I think 14 hours. And we can hear you now. Omar?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay.
So, Adam actually took 14 hours out of his day or night. I honestly don't know if he worked on this during the night, but he took 14 hours out of his day to work on this new logo for us. I've been trying to find the actual picture because I lost it. He just resent it to the group chat, so I'm definitely gonna look at that and take it and definitely change our logo because it actually is a really nice logo. But
I think you guys are gonna enjoy it because I took I took all these designs and then I showed it to a couple of my friends who listened to the podcast. Shout out to Sunny, and so he showed me the best one. And this is the one I like. This was my favorite one too.
Spoiler alert for the next episode. We're gonna have a guest appearance
coming. Yeah, we're gonna have a guest appearance on our podcast. We're trying to get more people to get onto our podcast now because, I mean, after me and Adam and Omar just really couldn't find the time to do any other podcasts, I've been watching the numbers. I've been seeing support and how many people actually watched it. And the numbers, like, especially for our, we've had only like three or four episodes, and that's insane. Like, we already got like, I don't even know how many. We might have got like 70 views on one of them, and like for our third episode, and that was like what, maybe our third, fourth week.
This is K Crisis, I believe.
Yeah,
that was the biggest one so far.
Yeah, and I honestly, I always listen to that one. Like, to this day, even though I watched it, like, a billion times, I listened to it, like, a billion times, but it's just, honestly, in my opinion, it's actually really good.
Okay, we talked about this segment that we were gonna have. Little, hot takes segment. I have a hot take right here, and let's see if you agree with it or not. Okay, I almost got it up right now.
But yeah, honestly, I've been working on the podcast and just thinking about new ideas that we could use for this podcast because we are trying to improve our podcast and improve how, you know, and especially the information and the quality of our information and just keeping it, trying to keep it raw. Because, like, especially with bloopers would be funny. So that's why we're just going to keep our podcast raw. So that way, you guys, if there's any bloopers, that would be actually really funny for you guys to see. So, or to hear. What am I talking about?
You guys ready for the hot take?
Yep. 1 minute warning.
So, I found this on Instagram. Someone said, right now, Steph Curry could beat LeBron in a 1v1.
Oh, wow. I mean, I don't believe that. What is your opinion, Omar?
Can't hear you.
Mm. Alright, he's gonna join us back in a little bit because he's having difficulties again. What are your opinions on that, Adam?
It depends how this goes. Is it?
There you go. Okay. What were you saying, Adam?
It depends how it goes. Is it just like a normal 1v1 to 11? Then for sure, like one, two, then three, Steph, make it, take
two,
it.
three.
Steph Curry will dominate LeBron because he will just sit on that free throw line, not free throw, three line, and just like he will shoot and shoot and shoot and shoot until he hits 11 and he'll just win.
And Omar, what do you think about that? So somebody said that they think LeBron James would beat Stephen Curry. Not only beat, they said he would dominate Stephen Curry in a 1v1. What do you think?
I honestly think it'd become to like a tie with LeBron winning. It'll be like 9-11 in my opinion, because he's a really good dunker. Like. Slam that shit in there. Dominating, bro. You're not bulking that.
Time out. Bro said it's gonna be a tie with LeBron.
Winning.
This is why we need bloopers.
I'm literally dying. But yeah, you heard it from Omar first, guys. It's going to be, he thinks it's going to be a tie with LeBron winning.
And we have made the social media page, actually.
Yeah, bro, of course it would be a tie. Like, what?
Right, Omar? Haven't our podcast, we made a social media page?
Yeah, go to Instagram and let me pull it up right here.
So I was about to give you guys the name for it. Honestly, I think we're going places. We're going to try to get monetized and get as many sponsorships as we can, but that's not going to be as easy right now because we're still building our podcast. But once we completely build our podcast up, we should be able to find a couple of small monetizations or small sponsorships or anything, you know.
Don't forget to share this with your friends. And wherever you're listening to, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcast, give this 5 stars. And I think there should be a new segment where we respond to you guys in this comment. So
yeah,
you can reach out to me at and DMs at AdamXZebin, I believe. Let me double check that on
and
Instagram.
And by the way, you can spell Zebin just by Zaben. So Zaben. Just in case you guys don't
know. Yep. It's AdamXZebin. Or, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
At Arab Kid from the K. I'm sorry, that's another one.
That was his Instagram.
Yeah, that was my TikTok. So I got Adam period Zabin. The A and the Z are capital. Adam period Zabin 1.
Do you guys remember how to pull up your different accounts? Because I'm, like, old.
Yeah.
Switch account. So, okay. Okay, I got it. Go to random hashtag podcast on Instagram.
Yeah, that's where you guys can comment. We'll be posting on our podcast Insta. And
we might post some bloopers on here.
Yeah, especially because, obviously, we'll keep, like, obviously a couple bloopers out, but we'll probably post a couple bloopers in our Insta and see see where that goes. Because honestly, me personally, I love things like if I'm watching a YouTube video and at the end they have bloopers, it's always just so funny to see how hard they fail. But that should be it for today, right?
Yep. Have a good rest of your evening. And
We forgot to say good morning, good evening, and good afternoon. Well, I guess we'll have to say good night, good evening, or good afternoon. And it's been Mohammed.
Adam.
And Omar. And we're out, man. Until the next episode, stay up to date, especially for spring break. It's going to be insane. We're going to try to get as many episodes as we can out. And yeah, it's been the dynamic trio. And we're out, man. Peace.